establishing a temporary moratorium on the issuance of building permits for wireless telecommunication facilities. The proposal below is available for review on the town website and at the town clerk's office by order of Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth Izzo, town clerk.
Okay, with that, is there any comment from the public? Any comment from the public?
I technically can't make comment after that's closed. I would ask questions.
Okay. One more time. Any comment from the public? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, might as well stay on that conversation.
Yeah, so could you talk a little bit about just why this is currently being done? Is this like in response to some of the vertical bridge wireless things on the planning board's last agenda?
Yep.
Is this a sort of reactionary?
We have nothing in our zoning rules and regs regarding this. So this 6 month moratorium will give us time to draft those. The current project that's in front of the planning board will continue to go through the process. Hopefully that their time frame lines up with the moratorium and we have rules and regs in place before they're ready to build.
But so after that moratorium ends in 6 months, then stuff can actually, you know, construction could start?
Yep.
Granted everything, you know, passing through
yes.
the planning board and zoning board?
Yes.
Cool.
Yep. It's just to give us time to... So this, I'll just read a little blip of it. The town board has determined that the enactment of this temporary moratorium would best enhance and protect the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of the town of Catskill. This moratorium is not intended to prohibit or have the effect of prohibiting the provision of personal wireless service and shall not be used to unreasonably discriminate among providers of functionality equivalent services consistent with current federal regulation. I mean, we're just doing this to give us time to actually put some rules and regs in our zoning. For whatever reason in the past, we never thought of cell phone towers. We did this not that long ago for solar panels and solar farms and
gotcha.
Stuff.
Yeah, I think Athens is doing a pretty similar thing
yep.
currently.
Yep. Okay, anything else on that one?
No, not really. I think that covers it mostly.
Okay. Just an FYI for the public, that Town Hall will be closed the morning of March 26th from 8:30 to 11 for CPR training for our staff. We have a request from St. Anthony's Secular Franciscan Order for pancake breakfast on the 23rd. They'll be there on Saturday as well. I have a motion to approve that.
Make a motion that they can use the facility as long as they, you know, clean up after themselves, just like...
Yeah, generally they would return it in better condition than they find it. They're very good.
Yep.
Second?
Second.
Okay. So after you guys approve that, I want to let you know that we have a gentleman looking to fix the stovetop, and this group is willing to pay for those repairs.
Yeah, it's great.
As a thank you.
That's
because,
really nice.
Yeah, we've allowed them to use the senior center.
I didn't realize that they also usually make a donation to the seniors afterwards,
yep.
too.
Okay. Last month, Greene County updated the local law for volunteer firefighters tax exemption. So what this is if you're a volunteer firefighter in good standing, New York State passed a law 2 years ago that allowed you to either take the income tax credit when you file taxes, or you can get a credit off of your property taxes. It was one or the other. But when the law was originally written, you had to live in the district where your house was. How can I explain this?
You had to be a member in the district where your house was.
You had to volunteer where you lived.
Yes, so I live in Catskill in the village. If I volunteered for the Catskill Fire Department, but I lived in Leeds, I would not be eligible for this. So now basically what they're doing is they're allowing it to encompass surrounding taxable municipalities. So the county just passed this, like to set a public hearing if the board is willing to do the same.
Yeah, for Tuesday.
For April 1st?
Yeah.
You want to do it the next, is that enough time, Liz?
Yes.
2, 3, 4, yeah, that's it. Let's do it at 6:30.
April 1st, 6:30 for local law.
Make the motion.
Motion by Jared. Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, we have a request to name a road. Is this Bailey Mayo? Is that the name of the road, Liz, that they're looking to do? Or is that the...
Val Mayo is the applicant, and the road is actually right now Gilfeather, but they're wanting to rename it to Creekview Lane.
So if everybody knows where Gilfeather is.
Small subdivision, four persons.
They're looking to put up four houses in the back of Gilfeather, you know where that new strip mall is?
Mm-hmm.
Just past that on the right-hand side behind the post office, they're going to do four houses with a private road.
It's a public road.
Right, so Gilfeather, and then there's a public, the private road is going to go to the new, yeah.
So are we renaming Gilfeather?
No.
We're naming the road off Gilfeather?
Yes.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I just don't want to change.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of changing Gilfeather itself.
Yeah.
No, because Gilfeather wraps around, as you know, it goes around back to 23B.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine
with that.
Okay. What do they want to name it?
What was it?
Creekview Lane,
okay.
I'm surprised there's not one of those in the town already.
So there's Creek Lane, there's Creek South Road.
Yep.
Creek Road's off of Old King. Old Creek King's Lane is just up by the Leeds Firehouse. There's no Creekview.
Hmm.
So motion by Jared, second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
And that already went through County 911 and all that, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Quick update on the Countywide Ambulance Committee. We've had four meetings. It's going slow, and something like this should go very slow. To date, all municipalities are still sitting at the table. We're having very good conversations. The county is going to do some research and find out what their pay scale is going to be like and come back with us. We're looking at an average of 12 ambulances on a shift throughout the county, which is, I believe it's three more than what's currently on right now.
Yeah, I heard today they had Carroll Ambulance move to the Carroll-Catskill town line for mutual aid. So,
yeah.
Busy daytime.
Yeah. So our next meeting is in April. I'll do an update after that meeting. And then we're going to look to hold a couple public hearings throughout the county just to let the general public know what the main idea here is, and again, we've said this before, that we have two priorities. Obviously, the people in the town of Catskill have to have the same level of service or better if we do this, and our employees have to be protected and have to be part of this new organization. And any questions on that?
Well, if they're going to have three more ambulances on a shift, everybody should then be able to keep their jobs.
Correct. Yep. We'll have to see what the numbers look like. It all comes down to, we have to make sure that the employees are going to be compensated enough to keep them around. And, and
is that going to include the fly cars too?
The fly cars is part of the conversation. We've been talking about making all ambulances ALS. That logistically doesn't make a lot of sense. It would, a hybrid system, some ALS, some BLS. And I think we're probably going to end up keeping three or four fly cars on. Now, the fly cars might be the shift supervisors, but there is a purpose to the fly cars. They can get there a lot quicker than the ambulances can. They can provide the immediate service. But that is definitely a conversation that we're going to keep on having.
Because that's an important piece.
Yes. Yep. We sent out, or Liz sent out a bunch of summer rec donation letters. We received a response from Mid-Hudson Cable. Last night, HOCA voted and approved to donate $2,500 to summer rec. We're in the process of sending a letter to the community center for a joint field trip grant application. The school is in the process of getting a transportation application or grant application done for the field trip. I looked into transportation for summer rec itself, and for the whole 6 weeks, it's going to be about $32,000.
Yeah, that's not feasible.
And we have the money, the town has the money, but I cannot vote in good conscience, and I'm 100% for the summer rec program, but to spend that much money just on
I'd rather spend on enrichment.
Yeah.
But exactly. I'm also, transportation has been out of control forever.
Yeah. But I'm not giving up on it. I'm going to try other things.
Tomorrow to Green County Health and Human Services Youth Division to find out if they have any money left in this year's budget that they haven't spent yet that they may, might be able to get to us.
So because, you know, we're talking about other field trips to Balawick. I know the Sheriff's Department will be coming. But as we get closer, we'll have to start the hiring interview and hiring process for the counselors next month. They'll all have to be onboarded with all CPR. Required training, CPR, workplace violence, sexual harassment, so we can get the DOH application submitted by the end of May. Time's going quick.
Yes.
Almost in April.
Almost opening day at Ricky Kramer Field.
Yeah. Yep.
Which, did we request a donation from the Catskill Teachers Association?
We have a letter. We just have to change the who it's to, and then I can drop it off.
Well, good.
Yep. Speaking of that, opening day is April 4th.
Yeah.
For Ricky Kramer, the Little League parade in the village is the 26th of April at 8:30. If anybody's available.
Will it be snowing or will it be sunny?
It's going to be sunny and 80. The fields need to dry out big time. Mm-hmm. They're soaked.
Drainage is terrible up there.
All right. Last meeting, we had a group come and visit us, and they brought up good cause of action again, and they sent us some information. I shared it with the rest of the board. This is a lot to digest. We also got more information. I don't know if everybody had a chance to read through this all. I'm okay with the board looking into this. I think it's our job to do that. It might not be a popular topic with some of the people out in the town, but I think we're elected to look at all topics, whether they're popular or not popular. But I want to go slow. I want to get subject matter experts in here. I want to have a public hearing or two to get feedback from the public themselves. You know, you have, I don't know if you have any knowledge of how this would impact folks. I'm not quite ready to call for a public hearing yet.
And in reading this, though, I don't know of very many in the town that this would apply to.
Right. It would probably just be some areas in Jefferson Heights, maybe Leeds.
Because is public housing considered landlords that take payment from?
Yes.
So.
Right. Right.
It's anybody.
So that would be anyone where Section 8 was living with Section 8 isn't going to be controlled by this. Because that's an exemption.
Correct.
Units rented or manufactured housing units are exempt.
Mm-hmm.
Units that are owner-occupied, so well, it's a mother-daughter.
They're already rent-controlled, some of them anyway.
Yeah, but I'm saying the amount of money we spend on doing a local law and then doing all that, I'm not sure what the return on investment is here because there's so little that it applies to in the town according to all these exemptions.
Right. Agreed, 100%. And that's kind of why I'm like, I want to go slow with this and see exactly
and
how it
fits. Landlord tenant law is already on the books.
Mm-hmm.
So they provided us with a sample resolution. Just look over it. And I mean, we'll bring it up again on the 1st.
Yep.
Dawn, were you able to see all the documentation I sent?
No, I'm just looking for that now.
It's in the text message.
Okay, all right.
And it'll open up in your notes.
Okay. Well, we all know that I'm very computer literate, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
So I did get my email going again, and I don't know if you guys all have iPhones or not, but they've separated emails now into like 4 different categories.
Yeah.
So like everything's not in one spot. So this old girl's having a fun navigating that right now to try to figure out where things might be going. But other than that, everything's good.
All right. Well, it's good that your email's back up.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So some exciting news for Catskills. We have a movie being filmed on Game Farm and portions of 32 in Kiskatom and some other areas in Palinville. They have requested that Game Farm Road be closed from Castle to the Dead End the week of April 7th. I think we have, did we officially approve that before? We did. No, we didn't, right?
No.
We've been going back and forth with Victoria and the rest of her film crew about this. Brian and I met with her last Monday, mm-hmm. a couple of people, and talked about it. Greene County Sheriff's Department is going to be providing traffic controls. I insisted that they contact all the residences and the businesses in that area, that they provide accommodation for those folks to get in and out. So it's going to be... the first week of April, or April 7th through the 9th, I believe, is when we're filming on Game Farm. Do we have a motion to approve that?
Make a motion.
Motion by JR. Second?
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have two other requests from them. This has to do with lighting on 32.
Are you guys still there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay.
I think the only thing, Liz, we talked about at the last meeting was that if the bridge project wanted to start, that was going to take preference over this movie. I just want to get that clarification.
We still don't have a start date, though.
Right, but yep. We talked about if they were going to start.
Yes.
So that's what we
yep.
talked about last
yep. week. And I made, Brian and I made it very clear to them where if the contractor came and said that they want to start April 8th, we're sorry, but that construction has to start. We've worked on this for 4 years.
Interesting in this picture, that's not an LED.
I know.
But according to Central Hudson,
all of our lights have been
LED. Done.
Yeah. So we have to, we as the municipality have to put in a request to Central Hudson for them to turn some lights off during the photo shoot on 32. Everybody get a chance to read this? All right. Kind of a motion to approve that request.
It's interesting, though, how they want the ability to control the lights. How are they going to do that?
Central Hudson will be on site.
Oh.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Jared.
A second.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. There was another... wasn't there something else that they needed us to approve?
I only saw two things in your notes.
On this, you mean referring to this?
Yeah, for the...
for the movie project? I only saw two on here. Unless, Liz, do you know something else we had to approve?
No, okay. That is all.
Is the state going to put detour signs out just for...
yes. Brian actually suggested that to them. They have to get a... what's that road permit?
Paul Sachs?
Perm 33.
A Perm 33.
Oh.
From the state.
Yeah, the form.
So that's all going to be done through them. That's all I have. Oh, no. The garage doors.
Yes.
So Brian or JR, or Jared, do you want to touch on that?
What was B&D's quote? I didn't actually...
I had... Liz, do you have that up?
I forwarded it to you.
I didn't get it.
Let's see.
My last email was at 6:25 p.m. It's funny, Brian, your email came to me as a suspicious impersonation.
Yeah, and I thought maybe it came from the Athens email by mistake.
Yeah, mine too.
Because they're both on Outlook.
Who was the person? Brian, right?
Yes. Yeah.
is...
It's a screenshot.
And it says zero.
No, but then below that it says, didn't it say the...
The one that I have in my, it's a PDF from B&D Contracting, is, it says zero.
My phone, the emails don't go back to that date that you said you got that.
February
15th? Yeah, I'm done at February 18th.
Do you want to hold off then until the April meeting and I can contact everybody?
Well, you have the two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But if there's a third, we need to...
Right.
Yeah, and actually, the interesting thing is the... some require us to haul off the stuff, others don't.
Right, I think Madsen's was piecemealed, and CNR was a complete A to Z job.
And the difference with B&D, he would do the work, but then we'd have someone come and put the door in.
Right.
His price to do the work was actually very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But then we would have to have either Madsen or CNR or someone come in and install a door.
Right.
And then for the price, I like doing one big door because it's going to allow us, like especially during bad weather, Mark can park the... I didn't realize it's the salter we have in the back of that truck. Can't get wet. He can't. He has to empty it after every use.
He doesn't have a cover for it?
It doesn't have... It's not one of the covered ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's the open stainless. So he can't leave salt in there. He has to empty it after every use. So the next truck, I'd like to definitely put a...
It'd have to be a fiberglass.
Yeah, poly with a... Yeah. So after every use, he has to run out all the salt. So he has to take it back out to the highway garage, back up to the salt pile. And...
I'm surprised you can't tarp that thing.
We sell tarps for him.
So sorry. His... Mr. Ryan's email was 34 and then option two is 7100. So option two was to remove the steel lintel and block above garage two doors, frame temp wall, support the roof, raise the roof to 9x16, install new header jacks, king studs, repair replace the siding, 7100.
Without the door.
Correct.
Yeah, without.
Yep. The first option was to remove the lintel and block above the garage, raise the opening to 9x7, install new LVL header, jacks, king studs to code, repair and replace siding, 3400.
Yeah, that's the small door versus making the big
opening. I'd rather have that big door.
Without the cost of
the door, yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger's better.
Well, it's going to make the those three narrow doors, it's useless for just about, besides putting the mowers in and out and the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if we go with the one big door during bad weather, he can actually back the truck in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go with Madsen?
No, it's actually CNR.
CNR would be the Madsen. Between that and that would be over...
But we also have to look and see where we're going. I'd probably like to vote on this on Tuesday.
The first?
Speak to Kirsten first to see where the money's coming from.
Okay. Yep.
Because we didn't put it in the budget.
What was the situation with the perpetual funds?
Well, we used some of that interest already. So the other part, the lawyers are still talking about.
Mm-hmm. That would be my recommendation
if we can.
If we can.
Right. Yeah. Those funds supposedly there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. April 1st. Right.
Yeah. What's another getting wet for another 15 days or nothing?
Yeah. Anything else?
Two more things. One, I think I'd like to start the research out of efficiency of moving to one board for zoning and planning. I think we should start the research out of the need for efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
and the lack of interest in joining boards. I think one, either 9 or 11 member board would be a lot. And actually, speaking to Rich and Gary, they think it would increase efficiency. Mm-hmm. Because now you're not referring people from planning to zoning a month later and then coming back to planning a month after that. So you're 2 months into your, 2 or 3 months in before you can even get an answer.
Well, to be realistic, if you're 2 or 3 months in and they make you do a change, now you're really, by the time you're actually
five. So I think for efficiency, you're 6 months. I think we should start the research to see how to go about that. I know Town of Queens did it. Mm-hmm. So with Liz's help, we'll start some research with Association of Towns, and I'll report back with some more information on what the process would be.
Okay.
We'll
get Quarryville in. Did it then.
Green who?
Quarryville.
Oh.
Yes, Chuck. He's been to 2 or 3 boards that are one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
the zoning board, you said, right?
Yeah, the zoning board absorbs the planning board, because statutorily you have to have
a zoning board.
So basically what we would do is do the research. We'll get input from the chairs of both those boards and the code officer and the town boards, and maybe we'll even have an information session about it to see if it's something we would like to do to increase efficiency, and we'll move forward.
Okay.
And then the second topic I wanted to discuss is last year we passed that construction yard law.
Mm-hmm.
It's been brought to my attention there's probably 29 to 35 illegal construction yards in the town of Catskill that don't comply with that law because they're not in an industrial or a commercial zone.
Mm-hmm.
I think we really need to look at changing that to include agriculture and maybe RA.
Yeah.
I could see not allowing it in MR and HR, but I think we should include it in. So I want to get everyone's input on that because there's very little industrial property in the town of Catskill, and as you know, there's not a lot of commercial for sale for these people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about, you know, you got the pavers down every other road. You go out in 32A in Palinville, there's a whole other section of
small construction
yards. Yep. So those are my two additional topics. I'd like to bring back some more information and see if we can move forward on changing that.
Yeah, that one should be fairly simple.
Yeah.
Okay. Jared?
That's it.
Brian?
What did you say the Ricky Kramer opening was?
April 4th, I think is the first game.
The 4th is the first game.
And that's the school?
Yes. Right?
Yeah, the school. I'm working on, tomorrow I'm going down there to mark out where Mark needs to install the flagpole.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wet.
Yeah, it's very wet.
So they didn't roll the field then, right?
They can't get the roller.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Do you know when the fence is going up?
Actually, that's a good idea. He's going to be contacting you, Patrick. I gave him your phone number today. They want to come next week and do a walkthrough where we want to put the benches.
Okay.
And in the next 2 weeks, the fence will be going up around
right,
the pickleball court. Well, but I won't be here next week, so tell me can be with you to do that.
I also talked to Sean that all the benches at the same time.
Well, no, these are different. These benches are coming from the pickleball company.
Yeah, they're different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yes, Liz.
We need to adopt local law 125.
See your notes.
I thought that was the counties.
No, this is for the moratorium, correct?
Oh.
Does anybody have any further questions about the moratorium? And what it's for, the purpose, why we're doing it?
No, it makes complete sense to me. It's kind of how we work side by side with the solar use law along with the solar company.
Yep. Okay.
Are they going to have another public hearing on this before they finally make the final decision?
The planning board?
Yeah.
I don't know where they are in the process, to be honest with you.
They're still in the secret review.
Okay.
They're moving forward, but the timelines really are not going to affect their project with our moratorium.
Right.
They'll work concurrently with it, but with the federal statute, it sounds like it might be.
We know how tall this is going to be.
We don't know anything.
It's 150 feet.
Thanks to our temporary planning board clerk.
That's why their application before the planning board. They also have to have a variance with the zoning board because they're 35 feet higher than what's in the zone, what's the height of the restriction on the height.
Yeah.
But that's been tabled for right now until all of this kind of happens.
Motion to accept the law.
Motion. Motion by Jared, second. Second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried for Local Law 1 of 2025. Public comment? Anybody?
I have a question. That movie you mentioned that's shooting on April 7th and 9th, that's a Spielberg movie, right? At least that's what I've...
I think the production crew is going to come out with like a formal press release at some point. So we can't really confirm or deny who's actually in charge of that.
I can give you the name. It's Cardinal Rule Productions.
Could you spell that for me?
CardinalRule Productions.
CardinalRule?
CARD.
Like the bird.
Like the cardinal rule.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it for me.
Reed?
What's the, when you do that plan to rezone the sentence off?
The comprehensive plan? We'll find out if we get our grant in June, right?
Hopefully, May or June.
So there's any other way to change the zoning out in these?
Doing it outside the comprehensive plan, yes, but I don't want to... We all know what spot zoning is and it's frowned upon. I don't want that to be perceived as we're spot zoning something. So I would like to look at the whole comprehensive plan and the town as a whole and rezone bits and parts.
What if you don't get the grant?
I've
been hearing this for 3 years, that's why I'm asking.
I know. I'm very hopeful we get the grant. If we don't get it, I think... We are going to have a heart-to-heart conversation about how we're going to fund a comprehensive review because it's well overdue. It has to happen.
And how long does that usually take?
A year or two.
So I'll be retired.
Well, it all depends because the town is what, 89 square miles, give or take?
Right.
So it'll be a community or a group of community shareholders. So it'll be some board members, zoning board, but most of it's going to be from village people, town residents from Leeds, Kiskatown, Cement, and it all depends on how quickly that committee moves along. Mm. Now, I'd like to say it could be done in a year.
Do I have village people? Because it's outside.
So, yeah.
What about that construction loan? You guys originally proposed that it was MR with a site plan from the planning board.
That's the one that Jared just brought up? Yeah.
That's the one we're going to discuss, and hopefully by next Tuesday's meeting we'll have a plan.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I guess it'll be next Tuesday. Didn't you guys have a...
Two Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a big meeting tonight for the cell tower?
Planning board meeting is next
Tuesday. Yeah, you're really a part of it right now. Don't forget to share.
Big meeting. Standing room only.
I thought there'd be tons of people. That's why I waited for it.
No, it's planning board.
Okay. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Motion to adjourn by Jared. Second.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Dawn.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dawn. Have a good night.
Yep. You too. Take care.
Bye.